the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning, whether you are here, of course, in church, and it's lovely to gradually see just a few more here, which is lovely, and or whether you're at home, it's good to have you with us. Just one or two notices to relay, particularly, first of all, for those who are in church, with those who are in the middle sections, when it comes to receiving communion, please just make sure you go down the side aisles having received. It just means that people aren't crossing over one another. The stewards will, of course, guide you as usual in that. Some of you will already know that a member of our church family, Margaret Tomlinson, who sang, of course, for many years in the choir, died earlier in the week. I'm sure our thoughts and prayers are with her family. Her funeral's likely to be later in the month. We're just waiting to confirm what date will work. And, of course, we don't know quite what the restrictions will look like at that point, but nevertheless, we'll be keeping Margaret and her family in our prayers. Lastly, I've published some bands of marriage. The bands of marriage between Michael Jack Fenton and Samantha Marie Hyde, both of the parish of St. Andrews, Morley. These are for the second time of asking. If any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver
of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed, and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense for what has been done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we try to persuade others, but we ourselves are well known to God, and I hope that we are also well known to your consciences. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you an opportunity to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast in outward appearance and not in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. The love of Christ urges us on because we are convinced that one has died for all. Therefore, all have died. And he died for all, so that those who might live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised for them. From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Such a large crowd gathered around Jesus that he got into a boat and began to teach them using many parables. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. With what can we compare the kingdom of God? With what can we compare the kingdom of God, asks Jesus in our gospel today. And to answer his question, he uses a parable to help his listeners understand, because it's not a kingdom as we often think of it, nor is it a place as we understand place. Nor is it just a fantasy or an idea that makes us feel better. It is so much more. For when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying that God's reign over all things will in time be established. What that looks like is beyond our imagining, except every now and then we get little clues. For example, in those random acts of kindness and love, both from friend and stranger, that surprise us. These help us believe that what we hope for, what we dream of, what we long for, might just come true. They are, to use the imagery of our gospel, little mustard seeds of the kingdom, gifts through which we contemplate what is to come. And yet the imagery Jesus plays with in this parable is not just about the future, it's about what was to happen next for those who followed him there and then. For they, in a way, were tiny seeds, frightened people, fragile and precarious, living in a hostile culture. But they become, of course, so much more. For from tiny seeds they came the church. They became the church that has put forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. We here in Whitkirk are especially thankful for the mustard seed of the church planted here centuries ago that has grown, and that the large branches formed over the years continue to reach out into our community and provide shelter for all. And from the very beginning, the life of the church at its best was an anticipation, a foretaste of the kingdom, where in our life together, we glimpse what might be as we strive to be a community rooted in love, where we support and encourage each other, where we seek the way of reconciliation, healing, and new life. The trouble is, as we all know, the church doesn't always look like that. So though we have much to be thankful for here at St. Mary's, we know too there have been times when we have succumbed to petty squabbling and disagreement, jealousy and unkindness. Thankfully though, we are not alone. The church has always had trouble living, anticipating the kingdom, as St. Paul's letters remind us time and again. And yet still the vision matters and is one we aspire to live into, one where we turn to Paul's words to us today, we regard no one from a human point of view. In other words, we as followers of Jesus strive to see as he would see, to see both friend and stranger as bearing something of God's image, as being unique and precious, whatever their life looks like. And here I return to one of my favourite poems written by Edwin Muir, entitled The Transfiguration. It's a poem about seeing things differently, and I offer a couple of excerpts in the hope that the words might help us ponder St. Paul's words to us. Help us see that we see no one from a human point of view. Muir writes of how the lurkers under doorways, murderers, come out of themselves to us and were with us. And those who hid within the labyrinth of their own loneliness and greatness came, and those entangled in their own devices, the silent and garrulous liars, all stepped out of their dungeon and were free. But then, he says, the world rolled back into its place, and we are here, and all that radiant kingdom lies forlorn as if it had never stirred. There's both a beauty and sadness to Muir's words that help us as we ponder the readings before us. He captures so memorably a sense of what might be alongside what is. Perhaps that's why the poem speaks both to the longing and desire we have for all things to be made new, so that even those who are lost are found, alongside the sense that life can sometimes be unbearably cruel, that though there come moments of hope, they can be tempered by the cruelty of life. For both in our experience of life, and as we read and digest the headlines and wonder what will happen next in the world, it can sometimes feel as though the brief encounters with the kingdom can lie forlorn amidst the mysteries and confusions of life. But then to return to the gospel, perhaps Jesus knew this, and so used a mustard seed to remind us of how we might glimpse the kingdom not through power and strength, but through weakness, through a tiny seed. A seed so small that you might miss it or mistake it for something else, yet a seed that once planted in fertile ground, tended and cared for, will grow and become the greatest of all shrubs. And so, amidst the mysteries of life, the kingdom moments, and the mysteries, to use Paul's words, the love of Christ urges us on, because we believe that in and through him, we have found a way of living and loving that makes sense of the world, a way that offers hope and encouragement and embraces all, and believing too that we have a part to play in anticipating the kingdom of God, both in and through the life of the church, and how we live and love and serve him in our daily lives. To see, as Muir wrote, that even murderers, the silent, garrulous liars, and those who hide within the labyrinth of their own lowliness and greatness are, as we are, free in Christ. We see a world filled with potential and possibility, even though it might sometimes look otherwise. So, my friends, let us contemplate the mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Perhaps it is there, amidst the small and the easily missed, that we glimpse the kingdom for which we pray. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son,
the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob protect you. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you send your church out to walk in faith, and we aim to please you. We pray for the church around the world, for all who sing your praises and proclaim the good news of the kingdom of heaven. This week we pray for the Church of Nigeria, for all bishops and priests there, and for all who worship you. In our diocese, we pray for all the area deans, offering pastoral care to the clergy and parishes within their area. Holy Spirit, we ask you to enable our own area dean, Matthew, as he supports his colleagues in this part of Leeds, alongside being our vicar. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, your love sits in judgment over our deeds, whether good or evil. Search the hearts of all and inspire the course of justice and concord. We pray this weekend for the G7 summit taking place in Cornwall. Inspire the hearts of the leaders attending to work together for the common good of the global community. We pray earnestly that meaningful progress can be made to tackle climate change, pollution, and COVID. We pray for peace across the world, particularly the Middle East, China, and here in the United Kingdom, as the Northern Irish border continues unresolved. May we receive a taste of your kingdom's rest in our own earthly lives. Lord, in your mercy. God among us, bless our community and all within it. This week we hold before you the residents of Lulworth View. Help us to see one another as you see us, and love each other as you love us. As the summer term begins for many students, we pray for all of our local schools, those who attend and those who work at them. Keep them safe as they teach and learn together, and we pray that their learning environment might begin to settle down back into a rarely disrupted rhythm. In our church community here in Whitkirk, we give thanks for all who provide music for our worship. For Giles, members of the choir, and soloists who've supported the church services in recent weeks. And we look forward to the day we can raise our voices again as a full congregation to sing of your glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Lord, we give you thanks for the COVID vaccines and for all who are administering them. We ask for your mercy and protection on all of us who've yet to receive a dose, and for those in countries where access is limited. We pray that all nations can put aside differences and riches to ensure all people everywhere can be protected. In our community here at Whitkirk, our prayers have been asked for Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, and Jeffrey Lidster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode. And we pray too for footballer Christian Eriksen, who millions were shocked to see collapse on TV last night. May God send help from the sanctuary and give support from Zion. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
King of heaven, you scatter the seeds of life, you provide the water of life, and you bring in the eternal harvest. We hold before you all who have reached the end of their earthly life. This week we pray for SANS, the leading stillbirth and neonatal death charity in the UK. Give comfort to all who have lost infants, born and unborn. All mothers who, like Mary, have had their hearts pierced by the sword of loss. We remember too those who've died from our family here. For Margaret Pawson, Dorothy Almond, and Margaret Tomlinson. And those whose anniversaries fall around this time. Kathleen Allenson, Clifford Jones, Richard Perry, Edgar Lidster. Reassure those who grieve with the hope of your resurrection and strengthen those preparing to come home with the promise of your eternal life. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own.
Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us, dying for his own. He set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. The night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for feeding us at the supper of your Son. Sustain us with your Spirit, that we may serve you here on earth until our joy is complete in heaven and we share in the eternal banquet with Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.